नमस्ते सबैजना, म भुवन कोचमीको तर्फबाट फेरि अर्को एउटा सेसन लिएर आएको छु, जेनजीको सेसन लिएर आएको छु। आज चाहिँ अलिकति वान म्यान सो हुन्छ, अरू बेलाको जस्तो सपोर्ट आज त्यति छैन, तर आई थिङ्क आई क्यान ह्यान्डल दिस। गजबको टिम छ मेरो, जहिले पनि हेल्प गरेर आउँछ, तर मेबी समटाइम्स इट्स बेटर टु बी अ लिटल इन्डिपेन्डेन्ट अथवा लेस डिपेन्डेन्ट भनौँ न अन माई टिम मेम्बर्स। आज हाम्रो गेस्ट चाहिँ एस्थर ढकालजी हुनुहुन्छ, राइट? सिज अ उहाँको इन्ट्रोडक्सन चाहिँ मैले आई विल डु माई बेस्ट टु होइन राम्रो इन्ट्रोडक्सन दिनुलाई। सो फ्रेसम्यान इन युनिभर्सिटी एन्ड अप्टिमिस्टिक पर्सन होइन, लुक्स लाइक हु लाइक्स टु लुक एट लाइफ थ्रु पोजिटिभ पर्सपेक्टिभ भन्नुभएको छ, अनि सिज अ कन्फिडेन्ट वुमन, स्पायरिङ ऱ्यापर, अनि टिकटक चाहिँ उहाँले इन्टरटेन्मेन्टको सोर्सको रूपमा युज गर्नुहुन्छ। Right, that's the introduction from my side. Tara mero introduction le kati ko justify gareko cha waha real life personality la, I don't know. Tara why don't we just invite her on the screen and then find out. Hi,
hi.
Hello. So tapailai maile I can just call you Esther, is that okay? Tapai ko naam pachadi ji chai अलिकति कता कता नमिले जस्तो।
That's my middle name.
Okay. All right. So how are you?
I'm doing good. I just finished my exams like right before this interview.
Okay. Oh wow. Wow. Exams.
Yes.
तपाईको एग्जाम चाहिँ what was it? About and how did it go?
It went okay. It was orals over Zoom. It was like 1.5 hour. It was about US okay. history, so pretty good.
All right. So what do you think, oral exams versus normal traditional exams? Which one do you prefer?
I prefer oral. Saves a lot of time on the writing and paper.
True, true. Environment ko lai pani ramro ho haina. This is maile tapaiko chain euta introduction diya thie. I don't know, it's maile chain kasalai pani introduce garna lai one of my challenging part is for some reason introduction ra ending ke there's always an awkward beginning and an awkward end. So if you were introducing yourself, I know, how would you introduce yourself?
Formally, I'd introduce myself as Esther Takal. I'm 20 years old. I'm in university. That's it. Nothing much. Nothing more than okay. that.
Informally?
Informally, I'm, I don't know, a daughter, a sister, to 5 siblings. And a student informally.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So you saying sabai kura chai bhaneko these are your labels bhanu na haina, external labels haru, your daughter, sibling, eta uta bhaneko, right? So if you put all of these labels aside, what is left? Who is Esther?
If you remove all the labels, I'm a lazy person.
Oh, okay, a lazy person. Okay.
In one definition.
Okay, how do you know you're lazy?
I procrastinate a lot. That's okay. How I know.
Okay, you procrastinate a lot. Awesome. Procrastination thing, it's not just panuna teti rare problem pani haina, it's you know it's a very usual issues. I mean sabai jana we are in some ways suffering with that, you know. Procrastination, what does it actually do for you, positive, in positive sense?
Positive, well for me I procrastinate a lot because there's the sense of rush that I get last minute kaam garne bela, and I feel like I do better when that rush comes.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. It might be different for other people.
Absolutely, it would be different for everyone. Absolutely, there's a strategy behind it this way, you know. So you're getting something out of it because you're so nice, awesome, awesome. Ani, you also said that you're an optimistic person, you know. So optimism, what does that mean for you?
I think it means to just look at whatever is in front of you, like let go of everything that bothers you and just look forward to a, I don't know, just hope. Hoping for the better, I guess.
Okay. So any hoping for the better is optimism. Are there any criterias involved in it at all when you talk about optimism?
I mean, everyone has their own criteria for optimism, right? But for me, I just, as simple as possible, just hope for something better, to be
Okay.
optimistic about something.
Okay. Awesome. So how are you with who you are at the moment? At the moment in life.
At the moment, how am I with who I am? Well, oh. Comparatively, I think okay-ish.
Okay. All
Okay-ish, yeah. I mean, could
right.
be doing better. Could be doing better.
Okay, could be doing better. Like with everyone
Yeah.
else. Your question, I'll get you rephrase. What are some of the things that are working in your life at the moment?
Some of the things that are working. My family's doing fine. I mean, no one's got COVID yet. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely.
And yeah, academics going well.
Okay.
That's doing really good.
Okay, beautiful. मैले तपाईँलाई चाहिँ भनौँ न, इफ आई ह्याड टु आस्क यु, भनौँ न, सम अफ दि स्किल सेट्स द्याट यु ह्याभ द्याट यु भ्याल्यु द मोस्ट, सम भन्नुभन्दा पनि थ्री स्किल सेट्स द्याट यु भ्याल्यु द मोस्ट अबाउट युर सेल्फ.
Three skill sets. I think first has to be frank, like honesty. And second would be, I don't know, confident. I like to call myself confident sometimes, not all the time. And third would be, I think, just really friendly.
Okay, really friendly. Nice. Okay, so these are the skill sets that you value the most about yourself, right?
Yes.
You've also mentioned key you've spent a bit of time in Nepal and also a bit of time in Philippines and tell us a little bit about your school life and especially transition into a new culture. What has that been like for you?
Transition wasn't, I mean, it wasn't as hard as I expected it to be. I grew up in Nepal almost my whole life until grade 10. I graduated in Nepal and then I moved to the Philippines for senior high school. And then I think the biggest struggle I had in transitioning in the Philippines was the language. I struggled with the language. Everyone spoke in Filipino where I studied and I was just there listening to everyone. But eventually, I think I learned the language. It
Okay.
okay-ish.
Yeah, okay. So the challenge was obviously you said the language, right?
Yes.
So what has that challenge given you? How has that affected you as a person in a positive way?
I think that challenge, I'm still struggling with learning the Filipino language. I'm pretty sure most of my family and most of my friends know about this, but I guess the positive change that I had was I was able to really learn my mother's culture by like even just like few words through the language. I was able to like, I don't know, somehow connect to my mom's culture even more, and I think that really made me feel nice.
Okay, that made you feel really nice. Anya, what about your school life? What was that like?
School life, well, first month in Nepal, like I love my friends. We very friendly, everyone's very nice. But when I moved to Philippines first month, I think I barely spoke to anyone. I just studied all the time. I got really good grades that first month. And after a while, I got bored. That's when I started socializing more, and then I made more friends eventually.
You made more friends eventually. You've said that kune time I'm saying you're very quiet, I know you're studying a lot, and then you got
Yes.
bored and transitioned into someone very social. I know you started making more friends. Hami saying panuna, a lot of us put ourselves in a box, I know more quiet too, more kasai socialize garna sakdina, ऊ जस्तो friendly छुइनँ भनेर boxmा राखिरहन्छ नि. So if we spend a number of years being quiet and an introvert भनौँ होइन, not socializing, that becomes our personality, right? And then it becomes really hard to go out and socialize after a while. So there's always a hesitation, Nita, when you've been quiet for so long. How do you overcome that hesitation to go and meet people when you start talking to people? What would your suggestions be in that situation?
In that situation, I think like my biggest, the main reason I did not, like I was quiet and did not speak at all was because I was scared I would say something wrong and like my friends would judge me for saying something wrong. Or like even if it was not something wrong, I was just scared of being judged, like for the first month. And after I let go of the fear of being judged, I think that's when you can really come out of the box and like socialize more and get to know people more. Because if you don't cross that barrier yourself, I don't think anyone else can do it for you. Unless someone's really friendly and approaches you constantly and gets you to talk to them. That's a different case. But getting rid of the fear of being judged, I think, is like the main thing you have to get rid of.
Getting rid of the fear of being judged. I mean, what's the strategy that you employ, right? So I completely agree with you. Koisama bolna jadakheri chai, maybe something stupid will come out of your mouth, or everyone will laugh at me. Dimagma kheliraa huncha nita, right? So just like my teacher says, overthinking, right? So what's your strategy of dealing with that kind of thought, okay? If you thought that generates fear.
Thought degenerates fear. I usually talk to myself in my head, rehearse it. If I'm really, really, really nervous, and I, because at that point I was like, I need to, somehow socialize, make new friends, like not just stay silent in the classroom. So I rehearsed it a couple of times. I mean, if you want, some people like rehearsing in front of the mirror. That's okay. If you like rehearse it a bit, I think it helps some way or another.
Rehearse it. Some people like it to do it in front of the mirror, and that's fine as well. You've also said that you talk to yourself, right?
Best therapy out there.
Your best therapy out there. I'll get back to it later. Your part, Penny, it's very interesting. I mean, coaching world, I'm saying there's a lot of self-coaching going on, and I mean, whenever we're talking to ourselves, we're guiding ourselves, and we're telling us to be, do not be afraid, and this is not a big deal. You've done this before, and these are the coaching things that's happening inside our in our mind. Also, let's talk about the lockdown period. How did that how did you deal with this? How did it treat you?
Lockdown. It initially, like in the beginning of lockdown, I wasn't in Nepal. I was in the Philippines. I was supposed to be graduating with my sister, but we didn't get to have a graduation, and instead we were just locked in our house for, I don't know, like 6 or 7 months with me and my sisters and my mom. And the beginning, the whole time I was in Philippines, I just stayed home and did not go out ever.
Okay. All right. And How was it? Did you enjoy it? Did you struggle in the beginning, or how was the whole experience?
Initially, I enjoyed. I loved lockdown. I liked eating and sleeping whenever I wanted, like no work, because I just finished grade 12, so I didn't have to do any work. I loved just watching, binging Netflix shows all day, making TikToks.
Okay.
That was the life I loved in the beginning of lockdown, before school started.
And what happened towards the end? And
Towards the end, school started, and it wasn't in real life. It's online, and I struggle with online classes.
okay.
So I think
All right.
that's what happened. School happened.
True. True. Okay. I've struggled with online classes. So that was your biggest struggle. So apart from that, being inside, being indoors, being by yourself or with your sisters, that wasn't
With my
challenging
sister.
at all. Right.
I mean, I initially it was really boring, but eventually me and my sisters just learned to play with each other. And I don't know, online games and like talk to my friends online all the time. That helped a lot too.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, and what are some of your biggest interests in life at the moment? Okay, I shouldn't mention that. What are some of your biggest interests?
Biggest interest at the moment, I think law, like anything to do with law.
Okay. Law.
More specifically, I think criminal law.
Okay,
Yes.
criminal law. Okay, that's what you're studying at the moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. No. So why the interest? Why is criminal law so interesting for you at the moment?
I think it's just because I've been watching a lot of Netflix shows, and I find it really interesting how a criminal's mind works, I guess, and how like the law can, I don't know, just like the connection between criminals, the justice system.
Okay, nice. Nice. So what are you studying? What are you planning to study?
I'm currently studying developmental studies.
Okay.
So basically how society developed and how it can be more developed.
Okay. Okay. And how we can be more developed. You've also said that your interest is in criminal law somehow, but I think so. Development studies would also include some kind of psychology in it, right?
Yes, some sort of, yeah. More of
Yeah.
economics. Yeah.
So are you at all planning to transition towards criminal law or studying law at all?
I'm still thinking about it.
Okay, nice. Nice. Okay. Development. Development studies, right? Yeah. So, why
Yes.
is that important to you?
I think it's really important to understand how like society transitioned. Like the only way we can move forward is by recognizing like the failures we made in the past, like our ancestors made in the past, or like the success they've made, and how to replicate it into making more success. I think that's really important. That's why I'm studying this. Just to recognize the transition.
Okay, just to recognize the transition, you've also said to replicate success, and you've talked about failures as well, to learn from it. So do you think what we consider our successes are mostly replicated from what we see around us?
I think pretty much, yeah. Because normally, like the way we function is when we see someone or something that has been successful, we try to, even if we don't purposely do it, we like subconsciously replicate how things go in order to reach the same level of success.
Okay.
Somewhere around that.
Okay. My next question is friendship. What role does friendship play in your life?
I think it plays a very vital role in my life. I don't know what I would be doing without my friends.
Okay. So what kind of people would you invite in a circle of friends?
I think people who I trust, really. It's difficult to find people you can trust.
Okay, people you can trust. That's one. What else?
People you connect with, like you just have the vibe, you know?
Yeah. Okay. People you connect with. Okay, so people you can trust, people you connect with. Those kind of people would be invited to your inner circle, right?
Yeah, like also people you don't feel uncomfortable with.
Okay. You need, so when there's connection, there's also comfort. So you also need to feel very comfortable being around that person, right? Awesome. Yeah. So if you look back now, to your teenage life and then younger, what are some of the mistakes you think you've made that you can, obviously say publicly? What are some of the mistakes you made that you like to learn from?
I think first would be do not trust people so easily. And second is don't show your most vulnerable sides to everyone. Like the most vulnerable side of yourself should be, saved or just shown to people you really trust, because people will take advantage of you. So you need to be very careful of who you trust.
Okay, you need to be very careful of who you trust. So tapale bhanu bhako chai, so you have this inner circle jo chai, where you can trust people, you can connect with them and you're comfortable with them. You can be vulnerable with them. But be careful. I know. Just don't be
elsewhere.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. How do you deal with people who pull you back?
People who pull me? Oh, haters. Everyone has their own coping mechanism. Like some people like to, cry. Some people like to rant about it. I just laugh it off.
Okay.
I don't know how, but I always just laugh it off. I mean, I remember learning in school, like we had like a yoga class and our yoga teacher was like, oh, laughing therapy. And he would force us to laugh all the time. I mean, not all the time, for like 5 minutes straight. And I thought it was the most stupid thing, but now I think it actually helps.
Okay, I should try that. To say mali also ma try garas hai na tara that would be pretty hard to try, but mero sad, it's not who I am, but I'm willing to give it a try. So next time this happens to me, why not try it, right? I'll just start laughing my head off and see where that takes me. Maybe it'll be just fine. Right. What are some of the things, what are three things, if you had, would make you a better person or a happier person?
Three things? Happier, like if I had it, or like just in general.
If you had it, whether it's it could be knowledge or a car. So it's whatever you'd want. Three things.
I can't really think I can't really think of three things I'd want.
That's
Like
that
as a
means you have
trait.
like
I mean knowledge, but
knowledge. Okay,
knowledge about
awesome.
what? Yeah.
Okay.
I can't think of three things that I would want right now.
Okay, fine. We can come back to this later if we'd want to. Let's see. Okay, what are some of your strongest self-belief?
Strongest self-beliefs. Just be kind.
Okay.
I think I'd really dwell on that. Just be kind.
Okay, awesome. Right. All right, be kind. Obviously, yeah. Kindness solves a lot of things, I think, in this world. If we were
Yeah.
able to be kind, most of the problems, I think, would just disappear if we were able to be kind. So, yeah, awesome. Very powerful belief. The other thing I would like to ask you is, who are some of the people in your life at the moment who is pulling you up?
Pulling me up on my family, definitely. My
Yeah.
friends, just family and friends.
Okay.
And my
Family.
supporters on TikTok.
Okay, on TikTok. Your supporters on TikTok. How are you actually doing on TikTok? I'm not really a TikTok person, but yeah. How are you doing on TikTok, and what does it actually do for you?
I honestly, I just have fun on TikTok. I make videos with my dad, or I sing sometimes.
Awesome.
And or I dance sometimes. Just depending on the mood, I sometimes just make a time lapse of myself eating.
Okay.
Just
Wow.
depends on the day.
Nice. Nice. So, you also sing on TikTok?
Yes, occasionally.
Occasionally.
Yes,
And
I translate songs for fun.
you translate songs from which language to which language, or it doesn't really.
I translate either from English to Nepali
Well,
or English to Filipino.
nice.
But the translation sucks. The effort's what matters. The effort is what matters.
Okay. And it would be yeah, and you wouldn't want to sing any of those songs right now, right?
I mean, people have already heard it, so it's
Okay.
fine.
right, okay. We'll move on. We'll move on from that.
Yeah.
Okay, who are some of the people that you'd want to learn from who are not around you at the moment? Or yeah. Who would you want to learn
I'd
from?
want to learn from.
Yeah.
I think I'd want go back to the past and maybe learn from like his historical figures.
Okay.
Because I feel like whatever they wanted to say has been lost in like translation or like through time it has been whatever they wanted to say has changed. So I want to get like the original whatever they wanted to say.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So you'd like to, yeah, it's like a lot of things must have happened, like Chinese whispers, right? So what they wanted to say.
Yes.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense, yeah. What scares you about life?
What scares me about life is, I think, the unknown.
Okay, the unknown. Any just my key
Yes.
elaborations, so why you'd like to leave it at that?
Death, I guess, is
That.
the unknown. Yes.
Okay, very brave of you. A lot of people would not actually admit that they're afraid of death. Yeah, nice. Okay. What are some of the things that you do to re-energize or rejuvenate yourself?
Rejuvenate. I love eating.
Okay.
Eating. Physically, I just love eating. Yeah. But mentally, when I need, like when I'm stressed and I've had a bad day, I just sleep or just watch like my favorite show all day without being disturbed.
Okay, what's my favorite show all day without being disturbed? Yeah, that definitely sounds very relaxing. What are some of your... Absolutely. What are three of your proudest moments?
One is, I think, 2015. I don't remember the dates exactly, but 2015... I think it was like, I'm not sure, 2015, 2017, 2018-ish. There was a flood in the Thurai region, I think. Somewhere around those years. It's very blurry for me. But I went to a workshop in Korea and I was able to like raise funds for the people suffering from the flood. And as soon as I got back, I started working on the initiative. I gathered people, I made phone calls and went to the Thai region and like gave them not just food, but like education materials, like notebooks and pen, whatever that could help, you know? I think that's one of my proudest moments, one that. And second, I think, was 2019, the year before the pandemic. I went to Palau with my parents. I volunteered for a month. I skipped school for that. And I was able to work with Palau high school students. And nice. I taught them how to do public speaking. And it just made me feel really proud at that moment, because I was like 18 and I was teaching someone my age. So it made me feel, like, it gave me like a, you know, like a teenage high school student proud moment.
Awesome.
And third is, I think, just every debate competition. I remember this one award I got in grade 10 before I left school. It was in, I don't know, this huge stadium type of place. And my dad actually gave me my award on stage. And when my dad handed it over to me, I, you know, this good feeling inside. Those are my top three.
Well, awesome. Yeah, your dad handing you the thing was, yeah, definitely would be very emotional indeed, right? Tapailai aba alialli Kathmandu ko schooling system pani, you know a little bit about it.
Yes.
So let's just say ki, 5-10 years from now, you're in Nepal and you become like the education minister of Nepal. What are some of the things you would change immediately? Not some 5-year plan, but something you've seen. You're saying Nepal ma kam garirahekai chaina, this is stupid, your school ma hunai hudaina. I would like to change this immediately starting now. What are some of the things you'd do?
There's a lot. I remember I've had this conversation before with someone, but I can't remember what I said. If I could change anything, school or Roma, I think first would be the rule that tells you not to dye your hair and that you have to cut your nails all the time. I think those rules are actually stupid, because it has been proven, like, if you color your hair doesn't mean you get distracted from studying. I think dress codes and just those codes in general is pretty stupid. I think students, even though they have like they wear uniforms as a form of, you know, uniform lagaunu parcha, but then just giving them the freedom of styling their own hair, I think gives them a sense of individuality in school, which I think students really require in a place where they feel like they're locked up. And I think more breaks. I feel like some schools like really have like classes continuously.
Okay.
I think like for students' just mental and physical health. They need to take a break for a while. More excursions in general, because I think it's more, most of the schools really just focus on black, like, you know, whiteboard learning, classroom learning. I think they just need more exposure going outside. More practicality, more than theory.
Okay, more practicality than theory. Okay, well, yeah. You've talked about excursions and being outdoors and theory when that you're focusing on practicality. So why is that important for anyone?
I think anyone who would be like kept in a classroom for, I don't know, 8 to 10 hours a day in front of a book would feel like that. Because as a student, I definitely felt like that. I felt like I need to get out at some point. So like, if you make them feel not so locked up and caged up, I think that would like benefit the students' mental health even more.
Okay, that would benefit their mental health even more. Beautiful. Okay, what are some of the, what are some of the things that are stopping you from being your best?
As I said, my laziness in the beginning, it all comes back to being lazy.
Okay, it all comes back to being lazy, procrastination. Tapilagi bane astai. Okay, tara just some positive intentions of, because you like the rush of actually doing it, yes. Doing it last moment. So it's not all negative, positive, right? So if you could travel back in time, 5 years back, if you could give life advice to Esther, 5 years younger, what would your advice be?
I think my advice would be to just be yourself and just do you. I think that's what I would say. Just go for what, like, don't think about what other people say. Just go for it.
Okay, don't think about what other people say. Just go for it. Koi manche chai bhanu na, intellectually, they know ki, okay, you shouldn't worry about what other people say. Tara struggle gar raha hunchan ta, no matter how much you know, it's really hard not to care about what other people think. Testo manche lai chai, how would you advise dealing with that kind of attachment, even if they know or really bhaneko kura chai khasai important chaina bhanne kura, they know intellectually but they cannot let go, what would your advice be to that person?
I think, I don't know, meditate. But I think I would say to just take a step back and internalize about what, if you want to process whatever the other person says and nitpick and find out it's not true, then be that. Or just if you want to completely ignore it, leave it behind, that's also fine. But I don't really, because for myself, when something that someone says really bothers me, the best way for me to really move on from it is confront the person.
Okay,
so I mean, if that works for you, do that.
Okay. So something that works for you is to really confront that person, right?
Confront.
So when you confront that person, what are you actually getting out of this?
I think when you confront the person, you feel like you feel more control over yourself, because in some sense you get the actual answers of why did you say this? Did you have bad intentions? Or is this actually what you feel about me? You get to like process it. And when you start processing this information, I think that's only when, like, that's when you get finally like move on from like what they said.
Okay, move on from what they said. Finally you can move on from what they've said. This is Panunagi तपाईँले भन्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो कि द्याट इज अल्सो वान अफ द थिङ्स द्याट यु काइन्ड अफ यु फाइन्ड स्केरी होइन. त्यो हुँदाहुँदै पनि दिस क्वेसन बिकम्स अ लिटल ट्रिकी. सो लेट्स से द्याट यु काइन्ड अफ यु लिभ टु बी 130 इयर्स ओल्ड होइन, बिकज आई डोन्ट वन्ट यु टु इमेजिन द्याट्स द्याट तपाईँको लाइफ स्प्यान कुनै पनि हिसाबले छोटो थियो भने. सो at the age of 130 you pass away, you know, and at your funeral there are people gathered, you know, in your funeral, and they're talking about you, okay, how good you were and what you've done in life. So at that point, what would you want people to remember you for?
A lot of things, oh my god, but I think by that time I want, like, what I want to achieve, I think, is not something like really great. I just want them to remember me as someone who was kind and nice. In two simple words, but it really matters.
Okay. Two simple words, but they really matter, and absolutely they do. Tapaiko kindness chai, I think tapaiko values ko list ma it's pretty high up, right? Kindness is something that you're think is very important. So you've also mentioned nice. Nice is a word that can have different meanings. So what does nice mean for you?
Nice, I think, just means approachable.
Okay.
Just friendly, or like just not bad.
Okay. Approachable, friendly, not bad. Okay, someone who's not rude. Okay. I think I know what you mean, right? Do you know of someone, you know, who is getting the results that you want, okay? Who is doing things that you want, and what is she or he doing differently than you?
Getting something I want? Not really sure.
Okay.
Who there is? I mean, probably there is. But probably haven't met them yet, or don't know about them.
All right. So what would you do if you were like invisible for a week? What would you spend that week on?
How if I was invisible? Wow. Okay. First, I don't know. I'd probably go, because I mean, like, if you're invisible, people can't really catch you, right?
No,
so
I
can just go everywhere that has gates, or, like, things that are locked up. I just want to go inside and check it out. I don't know, spy on some people.
Okay.
Spy I don't on know some. What you would do if you're invisible for a week.
Okay. Okay, spy on some people. Mali tyo chai expect garira thina, tara that sounds like fun too. Why not? If you're invisible,
I mean, like,
sorry.
No, that's fine.
Je bhane pani dherai jana le chai tyo garthyau hola. If we were invisible, we would be spying on people, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you spend most of your money on?
Online shopping.
Online shopping, okay.
At the moment, yeah, online shopping.
Okay, at the moment, online shopping. Sayad, hamle yo session ma chai, first guest hununcha jasle chai food bike aru kehi bhannu bhayo ke? Everyone just says food, food, food. So you're the first one, online shopping. Unless you're shopping food online.
I mean, like, sometimes, but not mostly food.
Okay. Sometimes, okay. How do you deal with failures?
Failures. I move on from them. Not really quickly, but I really, like, once I fail something that I was determined to win, I prepare, like I take a step back, internalize what just happened, prepare 10 times better, and then go back.
Okay, prepare 10 times better and then go back. Okay, tapai development studies ma pani hununcha ani so you obviously tapai le bhanu bhanta one of your proudest moments is also when you were volunteering, you know. Let's say ki you were volunteering in one of the remote schools of Nepal, you know. Tyaha chai school ma chai kaam volunteer garirahnu bhayo thiyo ani a very small kid comes to you, a little girl, ani usle chai ke bhancha bhane didi maile chai class ko agadi euta presentation diraha thi. अनि प्रेजेन्टेसन दिँदा दिँदै मलाई चाहिँ एकदमै नर्भसनेस फिल भयो. आई स्टार्टेड सेकिङ अनि आई जस्ट फ्रोज. मेरो मुखबाट वर्ड्सहरू निक्लिरहेको थिएन अनि एभ्री वान जस्ट लाफ्ड एट मी. अब म चाहिँ कहिले पनि प्रेजेन्टेसन दिन्न, यस्तो मलाई चाहिँ एकदमै बेइज्जत भयो. आई विल नेभर डु दिस अगेन, आई विल नेभर एभर डु दिस अगेन भन्यो भने सो व्हाट वुड यु टेल हर?
दैट्स एक्चुअली ह्यापन्ड टु मी बिफोर बट I would tell her to, first of all, because I know it took time for me, it took me 1 year to get back on stage, but I would just tell her to like take her time and like just internalize. Really, that's all you can do when you mess up that bad. Like, I know how it feels. You feel humiliated, you feel like you've embarrassed yourself, and you feel like everyone's judging you at that moment. So the best thing you can do is like take a step back and just internalize. And in order to, I mean, like, because your biggest fear is people who are judging you, right? In order for you to come back stronger is if you practice. So that's what I did. I practiced in front of a mirror. If it's a presentation, practice it like as many times as you want in order to make sure you don't fail. And if you have like stage fear, you practice in front of, I don't know, just get a picture on Google of an audience. That's what I did. Pretend like you're talking to them. Pretend like they're asking you questions. Answer back to them. And just, you just visualize the whole setup. And when you go back, I think you'll be able to, even if you won't do exactly what you rehearsed, to some point you'll be able to be more out there.
Okay, to some point you'll be able to be more out there, vulnerable. So you had similar situation and you were public speaking, but I was saying you were out for like 1 year. You took time to get back.
Yes,
on stage.
I took time.
Wow, that's truly inspiring. I mean, a lot of people would just give up, you know. But that's really very inspiring story to hear. So what you've said is take a step back. Internalize everything. So what does internalize everything? So what does that mean?
I don't know how other people do it, but what I like to do is, this happened to me before in an MUN. It was a 3-day event. Basically you had to speak up. I did not speak at all. Went home, cried to my dad. I was like, I did really bad. I'm never doing this ever again. And my dad was like, it's okay, try again next time. And as I was just in my room, I was like bawling my eyes out. I like took a step back and just visualized what happened throughout the 3 days. And I was, the MUN, you're supposed to be talking, right? I did not talk at all. So I asked myself why I did not talk every opportunity that I had. Like, I just went through it step by step and see what I did wrong, which was I did not speak up. Because I spoke up once, embarrassed myself, so decided to never do it again. And I asked myself what I did wrong, what I could do differently. And when I start asking myself these questions and finding the answers of these, that's when I can like really internalize and just process the whole situation and then move on from it.
Okay, and then move on. Beautiful story, Khaswan. And say, it's truly inspiring. I think all of us go through failures like these, you know, ani there is another thing, we get stuck, the record stuck, so we get stuck. Ani really nice to hear a story of, you know, people overcoming this, you know, and this is quite hard. And thank you so much for this technique as well. It makes a lot of sense. And this is something that I'm going to use as well. This is something that we all can use. So thank you for that. And if you look back at that moment, what would you see? What do you actually see? How would you reflect on that moment?
How would I reflect on it?
Yeah, is it as your perspective changed on how that situation was?
I get it. I think now that I think about it, now that I've moved on from the whole fear of what had happened before, I think the only thing that's left in my mind is why was I so scared?
Okay.
I think that's the only thing that changed, because at that moment I was just always scared.
Okay. So now you just ask yourself, why was I so scared?
Why? It wasn't that hard to begin with. So why?
Okay. All right. So would that actually give you some perspective into, what you would be doing in the future? If you were doing something as important in the future, would that moment in the past actually help you in some way?
Yes, I think it works as some kind of a push that reminds me where I've been before. It reminds me that I've already reached bottom. Yeah. I reached rock bottom and I know how it feels and I don't want to feel that way again. So it works as a driving force that makes me want to do better, pushes me to do better.
Okay, pushes you to do better. Okay, so we all have moments in life where we feel like we're not enough, right? We don't know if we are capable of doing something, with public speaking or whatever. And we all go through this, but our coping mechanisms are different, right? Some people take hours to get through this. Some people take days. Some people take weeks. Some people take even years to get out of this spiral of, I'm not good enough or whatever. What is your technique of getting out of situations where you feel, maybe you're not enough?
It works differently for everyone again.
Right.
But what I like to do is, I think, just not compare myself to someone else. Because when I remove myself from the pedestal of being compared to someone else, I think I just look at myself for myself and not, saying, I should do better than this person. Oh, this is not good enough because this person's doing better. Just removing the whole comparison, I think, helps a lot if you don't compare yourself to someone. In simple words.
Okay. It really helps if you don't compare yourself to anyone. That makes a lot of sense, actually. There's no good or bad. You only become...
Yeah.
Not good enough if you're comparing yourself to someone else. Okay, that makes a lot of what would you do more of if you had more money?
If I had more money, donations work well. I've been donating for a while. Or I'll just start more initiatives that I feel like, even though I donate into some orgs or something, I'm like hesitant if it actually reaches the people that it needs to. So if I had more money, I probably take the initiative myself and do a few projects that I would head instead of someone else, because I don't think I would trust someone else more than I would myself.
Okay, do a few more projects, right? Okay. Nice. So if you had more money, you'd be more charitable.
Yeah.
What do you think about the importance of planning your life, having a goal, having a vision? What are your thoughts on that?
I think planning is very important because, like, I mean, without planning what you're going to do in the future, you don't really know where you want to go, and it creates this blur, and you're just going to be stuck, like stagnant. You wouldn't know where to go. But I think, like, if you, like, at least plan some parts of it ahead, you at least have some kind of goal, some kind of way, like a path to go towards. And that's very important, planning.
Okay, very important planning. So what are some of the ways you plan your own goals or your personal growth? Yeah. Or what are some techniques you use?
I like being very organized, sometimes at least, or like every once a month, once a week, I always check back. I create lists. Like if it's for homework, I create lists for my homework, or if it's like just general things that I wish to accomplish, I normally create a to-do list every 6 months. I mean, of life in general, excluding all the schoolwork. And I check on it every 6 months and see if I've achieved what I want on that list. I put at least like 3 to 4 things and check on it. And if I don't complete it, I put another deadline, because it's in order to reach your goal, it's very important to set a deadline, because that way you have something to work towards. That's the first step of planning.
Okay, that's the first step of planning. Deadlines are extremely important. So you check in every once in a while to make sure that you're on the right path.
Yes. Right?
And that's very important. Okay, so what are some of your values that you will not compromise on?
Some values I would not compromise on. I think it would be equality.
Okay.
And equality, gender equality.
Gender equality. Okay.
Yes.
What has your experience been in terms of gender equality so far?
I mean, I don't think I've had any like massive experience like any of the other people who suffered from like a lot of aggression towards them, right, discrimination towards them. But I think just like little things in society, like just microaggressions of people when they're like, oh, chori bhayera yesto garnu hudaina, or like they're like, oh, keti bhayera yesto garnu hudaina, in like in Nepal's context. I think people don't understand that's also a way of gender discrimination. Even if they're just side comments, like small side comments, they still affect how people think. And I think like that's what bothers me the most.
Okay, that's what bothers you the most?
Even if they like behave like they're progressive in nature, right? They're like, oh, we're all for gender equality, we treat all men and women nice, but somehow they still end up making these like small side comments, right? So that just leads it back to like their mentality actually hasn't changed.
Yeah, their mentality hasn't actually changed, and obviously, right? So it takes maybe a little bit more of an effort because they've been, in that box for a long, long time. So what do you think are some of the things we can do as a society to reduce this inequality that you're talking about from our ends, some of the things we could do?
From our ends, I think most of us, the youth, at least, we've been doing our best, even if it's just by like posting some gender equality awareness things on your Instagram story, by resharing it, or like just those small things, what makes us, like the Gen Z people, by just a few clicks away, sharing them on your story, or like making a video about it on TikTok, or like just anything with social media in general. I think people are already doing it. That's what we can do right now, because we can't do much more than that. Just discourse.
Okay, we can't do much more than that. Do you think, even though slowly we're moving towards the right direction, or you think that's not the case?
It's very difficult
Okay.
to check on the progress.
Okay.
So I would say like we were probably like 1/10 of the way there.
All right.
There's still a
Okay,
long way to go.
there's still a long way to go. That means we as a society have, to keep doing what we need to do, right? Okay, nice. Apart from gender equality, what are some of the things that you think the older generation is not doing that right in Nepal?
Our older generation's not doing it right.
Yeah.
I don't know really. What they're not doing right. There's a lot.
That comes to your mind. I mean, I'm generalizing here. Of course,
Mm.
not everyone's the same, but
Yeah. But I think just not really sure. I can't really like there's
okay.
a lot of things they're not doing right, but I can't pinpoint it out.
Okay, you can't pinpoint it out. Fine. That's not a problem. So अहिले चाहिँ धेरै जसो अब नेपालमा एकदम युथ लिडरसिपको कुरा गरिरहेको हुन्छौँ होइन. सो यङ जेनेरेसन निड्स टु टेक ओभर अनि दे निड टु टेक ओभर द लिडरसिप भनिरहेको हुन्छ. सो वाट काइन्ड अफ आई डोन्ट नो हाउ अवेर यु आर अबाउट नेपाली पोलिटिक्स, बट पोलिटिक्स नबुझे पनि यु नो द युथ अथवा यङ पिपल अराउन्ड यु. वाट डु यु सी प्रमिसिङ अबाउट young people and their leadership capabilities?
With, I mean, from the judging the people around me, I think they would be more lovable by the public in general. I think they would be more understanding, more inclusive, and more aware. I think that's what the older generation is lacking right now, or just in general.
Okay. More
More
lovable, more
liberal
understanding.
side, I think.
Sorry, what was that, Esther?
As a whole, just more liberal.
Okay, more liberal. More understanding, more lovable, more liberal. Okay. And you also said more inclusive. Inclusive, what does that mean for you?
Inclusive as in just everything in general, like not just always focusing on the the general public that's out there, but like more than the general public, like people who have been marginalized for their rights and
Okay.
whatnots.
Okay. Yeah, people who've been marginalized, सबैलाई इन्क्लुड गरेर लानु पर्यो. मैले चाहिँ भनौँ न भोलि चाहिँ एउटा कम्पनी खोलेर होइन, अनि आई वान्ट टु हायर यङ पिपल, जेनजी हायर गर्नु पर्यो भने वाट आर सम अफ द थिङ्स द्याट आई निड टु किप इन माइन्ड एज एन इम्प्लोयर when I'm hiring young people like you? What would you want from a employer?
I think what the employer should keep in mind is that our slangs might be different. So although we like informal settings a lot, so we just like we're straightforward and we have different slangs. So I mean that might come off as rude to the older generation, but they should just keep in mind that that's just how we function now
Okay.
and just not mind the language, I think. Yeah, and
Okay.
other than that,
Yeah, other than that, sorry.
other than that, I think like if we're on our phones too much, it's not always because we're playing games, because that's what older people assume most of the time. It's probably something might be something related to work or like I don't know, we're like reading an article or something.
Okay. Yeah, language and the phone kukurayo, you know, any what about the work environment? What kind of work environment would actually attract young people like you?
I think a fun work environment, because if you look at like most of the offices these days, right? Like most of the offices, they do have like a desk and a place to work. But I've seen like a lot of like interesting new offices. I don't know where it was, but like new companies have opened offices with like more fun environments. Like, I don't know, they're like gaming stations in the office. Like something like that, you know, like just something that helps to stimulate your brain, I think would really attract us.
Okay. Would,
I mean, who wouldn't want to go to work and play at the same time? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Something like that would attract younger generation. So what would be, let's say you started a job, right? What would really keep you in that job for number of years? Like, let's say 5 years, what would be the motivating factor for you to keep at a job for 5 years?
I think it'd be my passion. If I was really passionate about my job, then I would keep it for that long.
Okay. Passion would be the most important thing. What does money mean for you in terms of your career?
In terms of, I mean, money, like it's a bonus, I guess, for me. Like if I happen to earn a lot off of my job, it's a bonus. But I think if I don't find that passion in what I'm going to do, I don't think the money would have much value to me by then.
Okay. What's the passion, the most important? Could have money is just a bonus, right? So I've got two more questions. We're at the end of the session. Okay, but tapasya Basantapur ko batoma hindai hunucha and you meet this old lady, okay? And she's like the wisest person in the world. What are three things you would ask her? And you can only ask three questions, and she's the wisest person in the world.
Wisest person in the world. Can she predict the future?
No. I've been asked this question so many times, but yeah. She's only wise. She cannot. She's not had that kind of powers.
Okay. I'd probably ask her how to end world hunger, how to achieve world peace. I know two: hunger, peace, and poverty. Three problems. How to end three of them?
Okay. Okay. How to end world hunger? How to achieve world peace? Get rid of poverty.
End poverty. I mean, if she has the answers, might as well.
True. True. That's probably best questions to ask anyway. That would probably make the whole world better, right? Okay, but I said two questions, but I've got one bonus question because I just thought of one. And I'm asking that because why not? So in the last 5 years, how have you grown as a person?
In the last 5 years, I think I've gotten more emotionally mature.
Okay.
And mentally mature. I think those two things in 5 years.
Okay. Emotionally
and
matured.
And more aware.
Okay, more aware, emotionally matured, mentally matured. And if you had to just list one more, what would that be?
Awareness, I think, about things in general. I've learned a lot more knowledgeable.
Okay, more knowledgeable. Awesome. Okay. My last question would be, one thing you've learned about yourself from this interview.
I think it's that I have a lot of thoughts.
Okay, you have a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, we'll stop at that. So I would just like to thank you so much, especially with the failure technique. I myself have learned quite a bit. That is something that I'm going to employ from now on. And there's another technique you've taught me that is, to the people to deal with people who pull you down is by just laughing at the situation. So I'll try that as well. It's a different thing that people around me might think that I've kind of lost it, but that's the risk I have to take, I guess. But awesome learning session. Thank you so much for being here and giving us this opportunity to learn from you. If you think that I should have asked this one question which I missed, please go ahead and mention that question and answer that question as well, please, Esther.
Which question?
No, if you think that I should have asked a question which I
Oh,
didn't.
not really. No, it's okay. It's okay. Thank you so much for having me. It was a long talk. It was enjoyable. Yeah, and before I go, I think shout out to Zoom homies. I think Avril did the same thing. I'm doing it too.
Okay, okay. I forgot the Abidal connection as well. So all right. Okay, thank you so much. And I hope you had a good time. I obviously loved the conversation. Slightly, on the longer side, but Eliza Amy Alili San Sano Peace when I happen, we'll upload it on YouTube. तपाईँको ऱ्यापको बारेमा चाहिँ एस्पायरिङ ऱ्यापर भन्ने त्यतातिर खासै गइएन तर अभियसली अनि इफ एनी वान वान्ट्स टु फलो हर उहाँको इन्स्टाग्राम ह्यान्डल पनि हामीले डिस्क्रिप्सनमा राखेको छ अनि प्लिज उहाँलाई फलो गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ अनि त्यति भन्दै आई वुड जस्ट लाइक टु से थ्याङ्क यू भ्युअर्स अनि यत्रो अनि उहाँको बहिनीहरू पनि दिदीहरू पनि सिस्टर्स भनेपछि दिदी है सुरुमै आएरदेखि अलि अगाडिदेखि नै उहाँले कमेन्ट गर्न थालिरहनु भएको थियो थ्याङ्क यू सो मच अनि यति भन्दै आई जस्ट लाइक टु से गुड नाइट अनि आई विल सी यु गाइज सम अदर टाइम अनि सब्सक्राइब गर्न नबिर्सिनु प्लिज राइट गुड नाइट
Good night. Thank you.
थ्याङ्क यू सो मच सी यु सुन गुड नाइट गाइज